You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back, Big Wigs. We are in the studio on this rainy, disgusting day in New York City, but guess what?
Guess what?
There were nights when the wind was so cold.
Love it.
But my body froze in bed.
Britney Spears?
I don't know. I just went into it. You know, it's just like a pop version of me.
Which is, Anna's wearing a great hat, actually.
It's my favorite hat.
Where did you get that?
It's my favorite hat. Intentionally Blank. Shout out to my guys. I love them.
I also have the quote of the song on it. It's iconic.
I also have Virgin Who Can't Drive. I also have Per My Last Email.
I need that. This is how the email found me.
Per My Last Email. that's like story of my life. Hey, just want to check in on this.
Hey, following up, please see above.
Yeah. Please see below, above, on the side.
Answer my shit is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a chaotic opening, but welcome back to the show.
We're back, baby.
We're your girls. I'm Anna Roisman.
I'm Andrea Lopez.
And we're here to discuss the news.
Pop culture, the news. What's going on with Eladia Baldwin?
Oh,
she's
my God.
Always got a new update.
You know, she snoozed the last 2 years, and now she is just every day there's something new. They are working for that news. You know what I mean?
There's shows coming out, and now every single quote of hers is just going viral.
The show. I've seen 3 episodes of the show. I don't know how much more of the show I can handle, to be honest. Have you watched any more than the pilot?
Well, I paid for the first episode, and I've kind of been missing it.
I think you should get some kind of award or medal for that.
Send me a t-shirt.
Yeah, right?
I mean, what the hell? Like, I support the Baldwin. No, I really was interested, and I actually do want to see the following episodes. I do.
It's not worth it.
I'm actually liking the clips that I see. I do like their banter. Like, I think that Alec is so real for this. Did you see the new clip? We can get into it about him talking about her ex-boyfriend's penile size.
No, but we'll get into it in pop culture.
We have to. Stay tuned for that one.
Yes. Yeah, stick with us. No, because I wanted to catch up on our lives first.
Yeah.
Clearly, Andrea walked in, you know, and late. I was like, we have a lot to talk about, but...
Well, because we were catching up for about 15 minutes. We're like, oh, we got to start the show.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to start the show.
Save it for on air. How was your weekend? How are you?
It was really good. It was busy because my parents came up and we celebrated my mom's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to your mom.
And happy birthday to Gerard.
Yeah. I had my beloved's birthday this weekend.
It's crazy. And you know what? It makes so much sense because Jared is such a feeler and my mom is such a...
The most emotional,
they're deep and they're able to just be so warm and loving and emotional. They're almost, I don't want to call them empaths, but because I think people...
You think so highly of Jared, by the way. I'm like, he's not always so warm and emotional.
I've never seen him have a bad day. I've never seen him upset. He's always so warm when I'm there.
He's got his days. Don't we all? This city will ruin you. You know, he's lived in the city for 20 years.
This city will turn you jaded.
It will.
Yeah,
it will.
I know.
Kill you.
It's true.
If you don't make it through. But
yeah, no, I love it's that. True.
Is she an Aries?
She is actually my father's birthday's tomorrow. He's an Aries. She's a Pisces.
Oh my God. They have birthdays right by each other.
A week apart. Yeah.
Wow. Do you do one dinner and like knock it out for the two of them?
I wanted to, but the dinner that I took them to was this absolutely insane club, nightclub. It's called Lefka's. It's in Englewood Cliffs. It's in Jersey, which they have a DJ. They have ballerinas that dance on the tables. They throw napkins. It was a bit much, you guys. My mother has glaucoma. She's legally blind. She was, you know, she's had it for 10 years.
Let's go dance on the tables.
in my mind, it was going to go so well. Meanwhile, it was amazing. I wanted to experience it with my mom and my dad, but like my mom can't see. So she's like, what's happening now? And I'm like, there's ballerinas above you and they're dancing and their crotches are over your head.
Oh my God.
Like,
and they're eating your steak, mom.
Guard your plate, bitch. Right. And all you want to do is dance, but there's really no space to dance. It's one of those napkin spinning restaurants, you know?
You know, I don't think I've ever been to one of those. Maybe spring break in college.
When you're like in, I don't know, off the coast of Mykonos.
Yeah. Sure. I was like in the Bahamas or like, you know, Cabo, but like.
They're spinning the napkins.
Yeah.
It's a sight to be seen, but it's also a crazy restaurant that, you know, I don't know a lot of probably a lot of bad shit goes down there, to be honest. It's on the verge of sketchy.
You were like, my mom and dad are going to pop off tonight. We're going to the club.
Yeah. I mean, they did enjoy it. So I didn't really fully get to celebrate my father. It was really kind of my mom's celebration. So okay. Yeah, we got to celebrate my dad as well soon enough. But something did happen funny at the restaurant. But I want to hear about Jared's birthday.
Jared's birthday was great. Honestly, great, great weekend. I mean, Friday night we saw a show. We saw the Jonathan Larson Project. I think
I don't know that.
Closing this month, but go see it if you haven't heard of it. It's off Broadway. It's at the Orpheum, which is like where Stomp was for a million years. And it was cool. I mean, you know who Jonathan Larson is, right? He wrote Rent and Tick, Tick, Boom.
Okay, I didn't
iconic
know his name.
Composer.
Rent is obviously one
yeah
of his.
And you know the famous story, he died the night that Rent opened on Broadway. Like he died of a brain aneurysm.
Oh my god.
And yeah, so he had a really sad story. He never got to see his like work his become work. So famous, and here we are. God. You know, Rent was in the early 90s. Like yeah. Here we are a billion years later and like his work is so famous. So this was cool because it was like his all his songs that have never been produced, like live on a stage. And it was just kind of like a review, you know, so I feel like, and they had good footage of like him, like, you know, working on his stuff, like pre-Rent, pre-Tick, Tick, Boom.
Right.
And so it was cool. I love that. Like, you know, yeah. Like, oh my God, wow. Like a look into his archives, you know, like mm-hmm. to see. But I also will say, like, don't go in with the expectation that it's like a real like show, because there's no like story. It's literally just the songs like perform.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Everyone's amazing in the show though. It was cool. I enjoyed it. But we did that Friday night, and then I had a stand-up show. So Jared was basically my driver because I was like, I have to do a set at 10:10. Like the show was over.
10:10.
9:45. I'm like, drive me back to Williamsburg. I have to do comedy. And then Saturday was his. Sunday was his actual birthday. Saturday, we had a lovely day. We just kind of, what did we do? I don't remember. We were lazy in the morning in the day. And then we went to dinner Saturday night. We finally got that sweet, sweet Coco Doc reservation.
Girl, I saw you post about it.
I know.
It looked amazing.
They like hooked me up too with the res. Like I, you know, because it's hard to get a table there, and I wanted a table for like 6 or 7 people, and I wanted Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Like,
of course.
I wanted that sweet time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they came through, and it's so fun. If you've never been, it's like the Korean fried chicken place on 22nd Street. They also own Coat, the steakhouse. And like, it was so good, Dre. Like, it was a big wig bite of the week, for sure. We're taking those big bites. I got the nugget, big fucking $30 nugget with caviar. I was living my best life.
Not the nuggy and cav.
Yeah, there's 3 levels. I did, you know, I did the middle level. I was like, okay. We're growing real caviar, like not the roe, but like,
right,
you know. And
like, give me the rundown. Like, describe the. We're doing this is a big wig.
You get a bucket
week.
Of chicken.
Oh, okay.
You do the bucket of chicken. You get the flavored chicken, and you get the original one. And like, it's like I think it's like a per person, you know, like thing. Yes. It's like $45 a person, whatever it is. And then you get all the sides. And we also had the tartars that were amazing. And they have a lot of raw stuff in the beginning, and then the salads were really good. But the fried chicken was awesome. It comes with all these dipping sauces.
Great.
You know, I love a restaurant that's so good about my food allergies, because they were like, I made the reservation, and they, you know, I was talking to them and they asked me, does anyone have food? I was like, well, we have a gluten and dairy. All their fried chicken's gluten free, so I don't have to worry about that. But
fantastic.
They were like, and this has gluten and this doesn't have dairy. And this is for you because you don't eat dairy. And I was like, oh, I'm the girl who like, I hate, you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yeah.
But they were so nice about it. So I can't wait to go back. Coco Doc. You would love. It's such a cool restaurant.
Would not recommend
too.
Enough. Good drinks as well.
Great. Everything was great. Mm. Honestly, the company was great. And then we went to Barcade because we were going to go to this bar that like, I don't know, they couldn't seat 6 of us, whatever. And then like, Jared loves Barcade. Like, we had Jared's 35th birthday party at Barcade. 36th
He's a kid
birthday.
At heart, guys.
No, like beyond. He lives for it. So he was like, I mean, we were close to it. It was on 24th Street. We were like, all right, let's just go. I participated. I played the games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm really good at Tetris. Like, I forgot. I'm like really good. And
hidden talent.
Played Donkey Kong, you know. I played the games. It was busy. It was popping. It was a fun night. He had the greatest night. And then Sunday, we were so lazy on Sunday. I had to shoot an audition. That wasn't a good moment for us. But, you know, aside
we got through that.
Aside from that, yeah, we just like ordered pizza and like hung out. Relaxing day.
Good day. Good.
Great birthday.
Amazing. It was also stunning on Sunday.
Yeah.
In New York. I don't know if you guys had good weather, but.
Yeah, it was nice.
A relaxing day.
He said he didn't want to do anything. The best is I go, do you want to like go walk around? Do you want to go shopping? Do you want to do something? He was like, I do want to shop. He goes, I really need to get new pots for my plants.
I'm sorry.
I said, I his only request cry the- laughing. I was like, Jared, you just aged yourself so hard. Jared loves his plants.
I love a plant daddy. Okay.
I don't with a green thumb. You couldn't. You
I want to say that's such a, see, again, that goes along with Jared's narrative of being such a kind.
He loves his plants. If only he nurtured me the way he nurtures those fucking plants.
Anna, he nurtures you.
But like, he's like, you know, I got to water them. I got to like caress them, you know, I got to move.
Is he a bonsai guy?
No.
Okay. Cause that's like a new level of nurturing.
Yeah.
You're manicuring that bonsai.
He might have had one of those in LA. His poor plants in LA. He was so sad to leave them.
To leave them all.
And then left him with our friend. And then like, I don't know. She was like, I don't know if this one made it. And he's like, okay.
I would be really pissed if my friend couldn't handle my plants. I'd be like, you left it to die?
Yeah.
You whore.
Anyway, don't you think that's so funny? I'd be like, yeah, I want to go buy some fucking shoes. I need a new jacket.
Yeah, because we're like in our 20s still, you know?
Yeah.
I were like young babies.
I did.
No, but that is actually amazing.
I was talking about this before you're on air. You'll love this. That my favorite store, I have now made accounts under Jared's name so I can use like a discount code.
That is so dirty of you.
And I did it on his birthday. I was like, oh no, this jacket I've been waiting for popped up. I have to get it. I'm just going to put it on my credit card and like, yeah. And I was like, but I need your information to log in.
Because so you already use the discount. Like the first one. Use the new email for your 10% discount.
I've done it.
First time buyer. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And there was another discount. I've done all of them. And so I needed him. And I love how he was like, this is my birthday and you're shopping for yourself. And I was like, yeah, can you just forward me the receipt? I don't like him seeing what I order. You know what I mean? Like, it's none of your business. But also,
until it comes to the door and you are unboxing it for him. You're like, let me show you my new purchases. Obviously.
I've bought a lot lately. I shouldn't. I don't know why. It's just that spring fever.
Yeah.
Do you have it right now?
Girl, yes. I also hate everything in my closet. I'm in that phase of right now.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, but I also, the thought of going into a store and sifting, what's that really store that all, not addicted, not that store. It's the store that everybody talks about, but it's so overpriced.
What?
They have a big one in Soho. It's not Anthropology, but it's another name that's kind of long. It's very, it's not Mango, it's not Zara, it's not H&M. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Aritzia?
Yes. What the hell? No, Aritzia, let me guess.
Well, because I was thinking of like stores on that plane,
right,
you know?
Right, that one. I was just sifting for dresses for the Bahamas and I found nothing except for these little mini skirts that were $250 for a piece of fabric.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
I don't think I'm buying anything new for cruising.
For cruising? Well,
Were you talking about another trip to the Bahamas?
For the bachelorette party.
Got it. I was like, oh, are we buying outfits for
Because I was so pissed, my friend absolutely slayed her outfits for the Bahamas. Shout out, Rachel. You did an amazing job. It was her bachelorette.
Yeah.
Every single outfit was incredible. And I felt bad. One of the reasons why I was having Sunday scaries is because I felt bad about all my outfits. I was like, I didn't do a good job.
You always look good. You're always put together.
Well, thank you. I think you are as well. But I really felt like I was less than. She came from a workout, okay?
I put on a cashmere sweater, though, to make up for it.
I love it. It's a good sweater.
Yeah, it's an oldie.
It's an oldie. But no, I'm serious. Like, I want to buy all new things.
I love that.
And for the Bahamas, I need to make up for the lack of content and pictures that I did not take on the bachelorette party. Everybody was doing so good. They were gallivanting all over our Airbnb because it was such a picturesque place. And meanwhile, I was not doing that. I was.
Yeah, but you do it every day for like work and life. So it's kind of like,
thank you.
If you go to the Bahamas, take the time, take a couple photos and, you know, have fun.
I did give myself grace. I said, you know what? I am allowed a couple days off. But it also is hard when other people are now on it and I'm taking time off of it. You know what I mean? So it's this hard balance. To be honest, I want to throw my phone in the bottom of the ocean, like the Titanic necklace, and I don't even want to think about it again. You know?
Wow. Really?
Sometimes.
And some people need breaks.
For sure. And I see all these creators that do it, and I've actually never taken. Have you ever taken a full-on social media detox?
I did for 6 hours when I went to the Bachelorette finale, and they locked my phone up.
No. You go, yeah, it was a treacherous 6 hours without
literally,
my phone.
I was like, wait, you're taking the phone now? But the taping isn't for like 3 more hours. And they were like, yeah, give us your phones. We lock them up. And I was like, oof, okay.
What am I supposed to do?
I didn't bring any book or coloring book or anything. You know, I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to like sit here with my thoughts. And they were like, mm-hmm.
Because that's crazy. What am I supposed to do? Play Sudoku?
Yeah. No. No, I've never taken a full break. I do make rules for myself.
Yeah. But if you have to get a job done or work on a project, I'm on DND for a long time.
What's DND?
Do not disturb.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, no, I'll make rules like, you know, I have to get this done. So like, I can't go on my phone until this is done. Or like at night, I really try to not go on Instagram or TikTok in bed because it's just like too much. And so
and you'll forget the time and an hour goes by.
Yeah, that's my rule. But then I'm allowed to shop in bed.
Okay.
Which is not healthy either.
Yeah.
It's not healthy for like my bank account. You know?
And that as well. Mentally and fiscally, it's not looking good for us.
You know, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out. But I do think it's fine to go to the Bahamas and fucking take a break when you're like laying in the sun and like enjoying yourself.
You're right. And we just got our, you guys, if you didn't hear the big news on last week, on Thursday's episode, we announced that we're going on the cruise with Heather McMahon and friends.
You guys, we haven't like popped this off on Instagram or TikTok yet. Like,
we're only talking about it here.
Yeah, this is only for the big wig people that we are going on the freaking cruise.
We're on the cruise and we got a little bit of we had a meeting this morning and we were talking about the scheduling of it all. And there's one day where we're docked in Bahamas and we don't have too much on the schedule. And she was like, honestly, you guys just live your best day in the Bahamas.
My brain was already like, what are we going to shoot?
No. My brain was, we have to plan content. And then also, which excursion am I going to force Anna to go on?
Oh my God.
And
record? I just want to lay on the beach.
Which is, I totally get that with a little piña colada. But I was also thinking maybe we snorkel. Maybe.
Oh, I won't go on the ocean.
No, I'm forcing her to go shark watching. I'm forcing you to, like, I want you to look at sharks or something with me.
Okay, maybe.
Release turtles into the water.
I don't want to spend too much on these excursions.
You're right. But
you know,
we could go to Pig Beach. Anna, let's go to Pig Beach.
I don't know if they'll let us. I'd go to the Pig Beach.
Right? I mean,
I feel like it'll probably make me a vegetarian.
You're right. You already have enough restrictions, though, okay?
Could you imagine if I was like, and no pork? Oh, I'd miss prosciutto. No, but like meeting pigs, I'm going to be like, wait, I eat you a lot.
Is prosciutto pig?
Yeah, it's pork. Dre, is prosciutto a pig? Who are you, my grandma? No, my grandma was like, I'm here's not kosher, but I don't eat pork. And I'm like, well, that's pork. And she's like, it's soft. It's so soft on you.
It's so soft.
You know, once it hits the lips, it's just the soft meat.
It is. It's butter to the mouth. I don't think about it too much with prosciutto because I don't want to think about what I'm eating. It's so good to me.
Yeah, I mean, like,
we have a prosciutto addiction. I literally got a job at Eataly, one, because I was broke, but two, because I wanted 20% off my prosciutto purchases.
There you go.
To be honest. And I'm still thinking about that prosciutto.
I love it.
Yeah, but I will be buying at least two outfits for Bahamas.
Wow. Okay.
Just some beach cover-ups because all of them are from, I don't know, 10 years ago. I still have these old dusty beach cover-ups.
Gotcha.
I gotta get some new shit. But let me tell you guys this. I had a little bit of a celeb sighting at Leftke's on Saturday night.
I call it
Leftke's, but then my cousin said it was Leftke's and she married a Greek man. So.
Okay.
I don't know what it stands
for,
though.
Who'd you see?
MTV's own Jersey Shore, Angelina.
Oh.
Yeah. She walked in and...
Were people like talking? Were they like, she's from Jersey Shore?
I think, honestly, she took a seat right at the bar. The bartender knew her. And also, everybody in Leftke's is like disgustingly beautiful. Like, it's not okay.
I thought you were going to say like disgusting. And I was like, oh, no.
Well, I mean, there's a little bit of like a, I don't know, mob vibe. Like, you don't know who's connected or not. There's guys with those like shady glasses, like porn star glasses. You're like, what's happening? You know those guys?
Yeah.
You're like.
But everyone's good looking.
Everyone's very good looking. That was just a side note. You want to go meet somebody sexy, just go to Leftke's. It was just as far as the eye could see. I didn't see one measly looking man.
Wow.
Be honest. That's if you like kind of the Mediterranean, Italian, Greek look, but there you go.
Wow. Okay.
Secondly, Angelina walked in. I think she had two bodyguards, but she just took a seat at the bar, had a dinner with her friend. And
two bodyguards?
I think they were bodyguards. At least they were two men, and everybody was wearing a sport coat.
No fucking way. Jersey Shore hasn't been on in 100 years.
But they still are like so... I think it was just to minimize the people coming to the
reunion shows and stuff or whatever they have.
Now. Right, right. Now they're all parents. It's crazy.
But like... I've seen much bigger celebrities with zero bodyguards.
Maybe I was wrong, because then again,
maybe at Lefka's, like, shit goes down.
Well, there was actually a brawl that had that also took place
in
by
the middle of dinner.
In the middle of dinner, we were sitting up on the higher surface, elevated surface, so we had a, like, a sight of everything. Nick went to go grab a drink, and he was like, "Yo, there was just a brawl that you just missed." I was like, "Why missed it? Oh my god,
a brawl!
A brawl took out just a bunch of juiced up guys." Just
sorry,
like,
you got to pay extra to watch the brawl tonight.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, I went over to Angelina because Nick knows her, and I offered to get them a shot, but they were busy drinking their espresso martinis, and they're like, "Wait, no, we're good."
You're so funny. You went and offered a shot. Like, you're like, "Can I buy you guys a shot?"
Yeah.
That's so, like, classy of you.
Well, I just was kind of like, Nick had said hi to them, and I said, "Oh my God, like, hi, I'm Andrea." And then I wanted to just share a drink with them. But
so
yeah.
Cute.
I know. I tried. But they said, "No, we're good. We're drinking our espresso martinis." I was like, "Yeah, responsible people. Why would you want to take a shot with me? I don't know." But it was very fun. Loved it. We had a good time.
Mom had a good time?
I think so. Towards the end of it, she was dozing off a little bit because she couldn't see the excitement. So yeah. It was one of those things. I would say good food, though.
That's good.
Really hard to eat food when you can't.
When a ballerina's dipping her toes in your fucking hummus or something?
Yeah, I can imagine. Exactly. It was kind of honestly sensory overload.
Yeah.
There's just so much happening at once. Like, I can't enjoy my hummus and pita when there is a Nerf air gun blowing in my direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't handle that.
So it was a lot. It was a lot, but definitely go. It's in Jersey. Have fun. Tell them I sent you.
You're loving Jersey these days.
Listen, I am loving. Am I loving Jersey?
I don't know.
It's because my parents are looking at houses there.
Yeah, you're there a lot.
So
right
every
now.
Day I'm there. By the way, have you ever used the app Turo? It's to rent cars.
I've used Turo. I've had quite the experiences with Turo.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, in a good way or bad way?
I'd say both.
Okay. Okay. It can be sketchy if, you know, I don't know, you rent a stolen car or something. But...
yeah. And guess what? That happens. You don't know my Turo experience?
I mean, I don't know your Turo experience.
We got our money back. No, because we've been in LA a bunch this year, and we did Turo.
It's so good to do it in places that, you know, you want a convertible, or this is a rental car where it's basically Airbnb for cars.
Yeah, just make sure the plates are not expired, because ours were.
And make sure there are plates on the car, and make sure that it usually is a top host.
I've had like a 50-50. I don't know that I'd do Turo over another rental company right now, to be honest. I've had too many negative experiences. Yeah.
Okay.
The cops pulled us over in the middle of us moving into our storage unit, and they were like, "Your plates are expired." And we were like, "What? This is a rental car." And then, like, we had to contact the owner, who wasn't, like, available, and we needed... They were like, "Oh, well, we'll come get the car and get you a different car." And it was just like... it was so frustrating. And this has happened, like, a couple times with me with Turo.
That's
I don't know that they vet everyone so much.
Yeah. Well, this time, this is the new time that I used it, not in LA, but in New York. And
it's different in each city, too. I think so, too.
And you have to go through another process of, like, vetting yourself as a driver.
Yeah.
And this process seems so much more intense than the one in LA. I don't know if New York, because I'm sure there's, like, so much sketchy shit that goes down.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I do recommend it if there's, like, good reviews of the car. So I got this 2024 stunning Grand Cherokee. Fucking whipping that shit all over Jersey.
Really?
Yeah, sunroof open. Just like living my best life.
But you have a car.
Yeah, no, but if you guys don't know, it's a 2011 Jeep Compass. My car is on its last leg. Like, I went to, Nick took it to get inspected, and they're like, "So we don't think it's safe to have on the road anymore."
No.
I've still been driving it locally to get my groceries.
So to go to Jersey, you needed to rent.
So to go to Jersey, I was like, you know what? I don't want the car to completely fall apart.
Oh, no.
On the Jersey Turnpike. Could you imagine?
Can you, like, trade it in and, like, lease something newer?
I want to, but the reason why the car is paid off, and the insurance is cheap. Like, it's such a low maintenance car.
Yeah.
It's so low maintenance that it doesn't even drive.
Yeah, yeah, it's actually just better to just watch it from a distance.
Yeah. Yeah, I named her Luna because she's black. You know, I'm not ready to give up my old girl, but it's also time to give her up.
I think it's time, Jay.
It's time to say goodbye to Luna.
I think it's time to get that brand new Cherokee and whip it around or something, you know?
Well, I wanted to rent a Bronco because, you know, my obsession with Broncos, but it was going to cost me like $800.
Yeah.
So this Jeep was around $500. I said, that's good for a weekend.
That's nice.
Okay, here we go. We're going to get sponsored by Turo after our glowing review. And then we're going to rent a sick ass car and we're going to take it to Costco.
Okay.
That's our plan.
That's
okay,
the
guys,
plan.
The big
or we'll get it through, you know, another company.
Mavis? Or Avis? Is it Avis?
It's Avis.
What is Mavis?
Not Avis.
An insurance company?
I don't know.
Car rental is Mavis, right?
Avis.
Who is Mavis?
I don't know. She's making up Mavis.
Wait, our producer in charge is looking this up because I don't know.
Tires.
Now
she was close. You know, her brain. She was associating
Mavis.
A wheel.
See, I'm saying it was in the same vicinity of cars rentals. All right, well, let's go check out the car rentals available in our Lennar neck of the woods. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
And we're back, guys. We are back from a car. No.
we had a favorable... what's your dream car to rent, though? Because I told you mine. Mine's a Bronco.
To rent or yeah. to buy?
Well, buy. But I'm just saying, in the conversation of renting, what kind of car would you rent? Like, I can't be behind, like, a Porsche or a... You know what I mean? I don't need all that. Because that's too much of a liability for me, to be honest.
I like... I mean, I like BMWs. I like the X5, honestly. Yeah. I like the Audi SUV. I love an SUV.
I do, too.
Q5, is that what it is? Q7, Q5, I think, is the size I like.
Whatever it is, I believe you.
Or I'd take, like, an M5, like a fast fucking BMW M5.
Yes. Sexy that you know those numbers.
I, like, loved cars. And my dad...
The combination together is impressive.
Like, when I was a kid, my dad... took care of us on Saturdays. My mom always worked Saturdays because she's a dentist.
You're right, you're
so
famous.
You kind of need to like.
Oh, your mom worked on Saturdays?
Yeah, she worked Saturdays till like the early afternoon, like 2 o'clock or something. Because you know, a lot of people need to go to the dentist on the weekend. They can't always go like in the work
makes
week.
Sense.
So she would always do like one weekend day, and so my dad would take care of the three of us. And by taking care of us, he'd just take us to car dealers, and we'd just test drive like Ferraris and shit.
What a fun activity!
My dad loved cars. We'd like go get breakfast. We'd get candy because like mom was gone, and then we'd fucking like sit in Ferraris like at the dealer and like drive around town.
And what a fun day.
So like we knew cars, you know what I mean? Like I always like knew like models of cars and stuff that I liked. I always liked cars.
You're like Sydney Sweeney.
She likes cars. Yeah. I mean, I don't fix them like her, but yeah. I'm not getting underneath it.
You're not putting on the overalls and getting a little oil on your hands.
No, but I'll go test drive your fucking, you know, BMW X5, you know.
Can you drive stick?
No.
Me neither. And it's one of those skills that I really want to acquire in my 30s.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I tried.
That and dancing salsa.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's on the other end of the spectrum. I'd like to drive a stick and dance the salsa.
No problem. I signed up for dance lessons, Anna.
Where?
Dance With Me Soho.
What? Wow.
I haven't attended the class yet, but I'm on the list.
Go, girl.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It's the guy from Dancing With The Stars.
Well, who?
One of the previous dancers who opened up a studio. I couldn't tell you.
You know, I'm a diehard
You're
fan.
A diehard. He has a studio. So this was my way of asking you if you would come because I knew that was a big selling point.
That's a selling point for me.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Wait, what were we talking about? Cars?
Yeah, cars. Sydney Sweeney fixing cars.
I'm not fixing them. I'm just driving.
Right.
Oh, my dad tried to teach me to drive a stick when I got my license when I was like 16.
Of course.
And we went, because my dad only would drive stick. Mm-hmm. I think he still only drives a stick. Like he can drive a car, but he prefers his car to be stick. And, I think I stalled the car like 4 times and he was like, I'm fucking done. And
you're ruining.
He was like, we're done. He was like, we're done. I don't want to do this anymore. And so no one ever taught me after that.
Yeah. I think it's a good skill to have.
Probably. My mom can drive a stick because my dad's cars are always stick.
Are always stick. Yeah.
You know, she needs to.
It feels like a survival thing for me. And I feel that I will not survive because at the end of the world, obviously, there's going to be cars with you have to drive stick in my mind. I'm like, no, that's totally.
I didn't think
stupid.
That far.
No, it doesn't even make sense. It's just one of those things where I feel without by not being able to drive stick. I never learned. My brother drives stick because he had a stick car. Yeah. And I am mad every time that I can't drive stick.
I don't care. I kind of like it. I want to be like, I can't drive that car. I'm sorry. I don't drive a stick.
The Paris Hilton method. I can't do it.
Have you seen this video resurfacing that's like Paris Hilton's first? She like invented the vlog. Have you seen this video?
Yes. Where she's like, hey guys, I just smoked a little weed and now I'm just eating snacks and I'm like filming myself.
On a camera.
One of those old handheld camcorders.
Yeah, I had that.
To me, it is really, I guess, what do you think the mindset was? Almost she's making a documentary. She also just likes to see herself on camera.
Yeah.
She's made for TV.
So funny.
You know, but like who would have thought back in the 90s, you never see a vlog before, right? So you don't even know the idea. And you just sit down, press record and record yourself and just talk about what you're doing.
What? Yeah. Well, I guess people recorded a lot of things like birthdays and like events, right?
So then
like
you're
here
like,
we are at Andrea's second birthday.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, I guess she was just like, wouldn't it be fun if I just do my life? Like and a random like, Tuesday.
I got really high last night. I ate a burger and I slept for 10 hours.
I love it. It's now so fun. Again.
Yeah. But also we just love to hear her little.
A little voice.
Yeah. It is crazy. Wait.
TV updates?
TV updates. Talk to me, baby. I got into Temptation Island. You know what? I fucking did it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is it good? I saw it for a day and now I haven't seen anything about it.
It actually is good, but also it just teaches you about the human race that we are tempted. Yeah. We're just tempted beings.
I don't think I am.
But I think you're no, but like these are people that go into this mindset. Either one of them cheated or they're ready for the next step in marriage, but they just need to know that they can trust each other.
Oh, it's that premise? It's a lot of shows.
Right, exactly. But they just call this Temptation Island. And yeah. The people really are hot, but it's so crazy how fast the couples will switch on each other. I mean, the girls will talk shit about their men and okay. The men will just act out and make out with another girl. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The women are so different. The women wait a lot longer, but the show is pretty crazy because I could see myself definitely being tempted, but it would take me a shit ton longer than the guys. The guys are like 2 days in. Yeah, I made out with her.
Whatever.
Do I feel sorry? No. Do I miss my
should
girl?
Should I watch yeah. it? Is it good?
I think you should watch it because the characters, at least in this season, I mean, it is pretty funny.
It's not
funny.
Like 1,000 episodes like the other one, right?
It's honestly, it's been kind of slow, but I've been watching it. But yeah, it's not like the other one where it was took
what
forever.
Is the other one? Love Island.
Yeah, no, I can't.
14,000 episodes every day.
Pass.
Every
yeah.
day.
Yeah, pass. Like what really are you guys? You guys need to cut out some of the footage.
Jared okay, reminded me, today's the Bachelor finale, which
has that been on?
Yeah, I've been watching the whole time.
What? You haven't said two words about it.
Because it's like kind of a boring season. He's really hot. Grant is hot. Okay. But like...
Grant.
It's like just another season, you know?
Do you like that name?
It's okay. I like Grant. But I feel like, yeah, I'm not so invested in the relationships. I don't know that he's like so close with either of the girls.
Yeah.
The three left or whatever that I'm like, whatever. I don't really care what okay. happens.
Yeah.
You know, one of them's Mormon, so she's like not having sex with him. So it's like, okay, well, is he going to be okay with that or is he going to?
Yeah.
Because I actually think she's probably the best match, but I'm like, I don't know if he'll be into that. You know what I mean? Like,
so she believes in no sex before marriage.
I guess so. Yeah. I think that's the rules. Yeah. But whatever. No, I'm watching Bachelor. Yeah, I am. Welcome to my life.
Bachelor. I haven't actually seen a lot of clips from it. Usually I see at least something on social, but there's been nothing, which means it's been dry or...
It's been a little dry. I mean, they're not doing Bachelorette after, which is weird. They're going to do Bachelor in Paradise, which is good because I love that show.
That, I feel like, has a little bit more zest.
It's fun. Yeah, it's all the rejects come together, fuck each other. It's great TV.
Hell yeah, we've been rejected.
But none of us got sex. Let's all go on this, you know, trip. I'm trying to think what else. White Lotus. I'm all caught up on. I've been watching it live on Sundays at 9, which is really fun to watch it then.
Yeah.
You know, still a slow burn. The slowest burn of all the White Lotuses.
That's what everybody's been saying.
Very slow. Last night there was a very exciting moment. Exciting, I mean, in like dramatic moment. I don't want to like spoil it for you. Yeah. But it's like, it was a dream, so it really wasn't. It wasn't real life.
Right.
So you're like, oh,
of course.
That didn't actually happen. Just kidding.
In my mind.
But there is an incest plot line now. The brothers have made out.
Okay.
The is sons it weird? Of...
Why do they make out?
Because they were on drugs and, I don't know, they were like all hooking up. They were like an orgy, but then they were like really hooking up. And then it's funny because the one brother remembers it. And the other one blacked out.
No.
So only one of them is like freaking out. And the other one's like, I don't remember anything from last night.
Sir. Okay.
It's like, you know, it's weird. I don't know. There's only like an episode or two left of the season. You know, it's like eight episodes. I think we've seen 5 or 6.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, how will this end? Like, you know, it's going to end with a murder.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
It's been a slow burn, but I did see some of the clips where his name in the storyline and he's like figuring out his day after. Everyone was comparing. It's like, have you ever woken up like him and had a day where you had
to... I posted
to
that.
Piece it. Was it you?
It was me.
Amazing. I saw it from her
story.
You got
the Sunday scaries. He's got it worse.
He's got it worse. Yeah,
because he woke up and he's like, wait, did I hook up with my brother? I did. And he's like envisioning it and like, it's like weirding him out. Because he probably doesn't understand, like, what's happening. But
right.
And then he,
I'd be
like,
a little confused.
Pretended
it didn't
happen.
Searching.
Yeah, and the girls with him were like, no, you and your brother made out. And he was like...
Confirmed.
He's like, oh, but no. And she's like, no, we watched. He's like, but you guys made us do it. And they were like, no, we didn't. You guys fully just...
No, we saw you. Confirmed.
I called it, though, from the first scene. You, like, see them, like... You see one of the brothers with a girl.
Yeah.
And you see the other one, like, and something's underneath the like... the sheets or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. Oh my God, the brother's jerking him off. And Jared's like, no, he's not. I didn't see it.
You definitely saw foreshadow.
And I was like, yes, it's his arm. Like, it's gotta be because yeah. the way he was, it was shot. It was like girl here. And then he was laying there and his hand was on top of, and I was like, it is. And then like, you find out it was. And I was like, see, Jared's like, wow, you have experience with orgies. And I was like, quite a few. Yeah.
Quite a few. Actually, what's crazy to me is we were saying this off air, but I think that there's been a lot of incestual storylines that have been portrayed on TV. And I don't know if it's pushing that on us or something, or
to hook up with your siblings. Yeah.
It's very weird to me.
Very weird.
But then again, Hollywood is always trying to put some weird shit into our brains. So what's new?
Yeah. I don't know any like real incest stories in real life.
Well, I should sure hope not. You know? Yeah. No, I could. No.
Except the Love is Blind storyline that we never saw. You never know. You know what
I mean? Well, that's true.
I pushed that actually on Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You're like, actually, Hollywood, I got one over you.
The best is some people are so fucking stupid on TikTok. They're like, wait, is this really Dave's sister that he hooks up with?
That and is crazy. Like,
take 2 seconds just to click on my username and you will see comedian.
And then you would know
that I'm a fucking liar.
That I just make up stories.
All acting.
Wait, as I was scrolling this morning with my very strong coffee, I came upon a really funny video. Once again, of Eladia and Alec talking.
I love that you say her name with an accent. Most people call her Hillary or Hilaria because they're mad. You go, Eladia.
Eladia. Well, that's the way she wants to be called, I think.
I don't know. Yeah.
So they're sitting on the couch. I don't know if this is a confessional on the show because I haven't seen the last two episodes, but Alec is talking about her previous ex-boyfriend's dick size.
Yeah.
Actually, KFC Barstool posted about it. That's how I saw the video. But wait, I want to play the audio for you because I need you to comment.
Great.
So here we go. Also, I love Alec's voice.
Ex-boyfriend had a dick the size of a baseball bat.
I've seen one of the loves of her life naked. Not the love of her life. Well, he was one of the loves of her life. He was a very important boyfriend of hers. And we went to go see him on Broadway, and he was naked. And his whole, as our British friends, had his bits out.
He had his bits out.
So she take me out, and all these baseball players were in the locker room, and they were all turned around naked with their dongs hanging out. And he turns around with his personality hanging out. I'm like, oh, okay. He had like a clarinet hanging from his pants. The guy literally turns around, and we were all like, whoa.
Okay, you remember this more than I do.
And when you meet him backstage, and you can't pay attention to a word he's saying, he's standing right here talking to me. I'm sitting there looking at him going, you have like a baseball bat that you stuff into your pants every day. How does that work for you? Well, let's move on from that subject.
Who is it?
If that ain't some of the most relatable shit.
Relatable shit. Relatable shit.
Who is it? Do they say who the boyfriend was?
Oh, and
was?
Everybody in the comments goes, who was the boyfriend asking for a friend?
Yeah. No one gave it to us?
No one gave it to us, I don't think. I'm
Clearly
sure
they're an actor if they were on Broadway. Like
they were, right, exactly. Oh, wait. Okay, so if I Google it.
Who was the actor?
Who
dated Hilaria?
Broadway star.
She went to NYU. Like
dated Eladia Baldwin.
I'm trying to think. He said that they all turn around with their dicks out. Like, did she? I was like, Equus? No, she didn't date, what's his face? Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry Potter? Hermione?
Could you imagine? She went from Harry Potter to Alec Baldwin?
No way. No freaking way. That is crazy. I guess they don't really mention it. I really wish they did. I should have done more of the research. But who exactly the mystery ex-boyfriend is will not be revealed.
Yeah, I bet someone will piece that together on TikTok.
What's a crazy universal, I guess, male thing that happens is you think about ex-boyfriend's dick size.
That's so weird.
I think about ex-girlfriends and how emotionally they were attached and like what they experienced together, because that really like bonds you. Mm. You know what I mean? And then also what was their previous job? Like, were they like sexy?
Yeah.
There's a couple stories. Nick will actually kill me if I digress, but I bring it up a lot because one time he leaked some information and I use it now. I'm like, oh, because she was this? Oh, really? And he's like, you got to stop using that against me and that. And I'm like, okay, fine. I just think about it sometimes.
I love talking about exes.
Oh, no.
Jared's.
I love talking about it.
But I don't
it.
Think about their jobs or anything. I don't care what they did. I just think about how they looked. Like, I'm like, wait, isn't
correct.
It?
Correct. Because, like, are you similar?
I'm the most Jewish, but I'm his third Jewish girlfriend, which
okay,
is interesting.
So definitely. Yeah. That's a type. That's a big type.
I'm like full Jewish, though. He was like, they were half, you know, one of them, only one of them like celebrated stuff. And I was like,
and you're 100% baby.
Full baby. The full plate.
the full
Seder plate.
Schnitzel and, yeah, exactly.
Full Seder plate. But I said, you know, when I get highlights.
Schnitzel, I'm sorry. I meant to say matzah.
Schnitzel's also a good Jewish food.
Thank God. And what's the bread?
Challah?
Challah bread.
Yeah.
No, the one that comes in a cracker.
Matzah? That's for Passover. I'm going to bring Passover. It's Passover during the cruise. I'll bring matzah for us.
Please do. But also, I'm confused. Wait, matzah can be in a hard square bread and also can be in a soup form because they make use
matzah ball. Matzah meal is like the what you make matzah out of or matzah ball soup out of. Matzah meal.
Got it.
But I'm hold that really thought.
By that. Okay.
Wait, what were we talking about? Oh, Jared's exes. Type.
Yeah.
Oh my God, whenever I get highlights and he's like, you look amazing. I'm like, yeah, that's because one of your exes was like blonde. You like miss your blonde girlfriend.
Wait.
Not your dark haired, dark eyed beauty.
Stop.
I know. I'm always like, you like blondes more? And he's like, no, I don't.
So that's why.
I'm like, how do you feel about me going fully back to my brown roots? And he's like, yeah, no, it's great.
You're like, yeah, but you like blondes better. So
yeah. Use it against them. Love to hold that against him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I do think. Because Nick always likes, he's always dated, well, he had a couple hookups that I think were blonde girls in college. He went to Marquette. What are you supposed to, you know, what kind of, but his ex-girlfriend is also, she was like Pacific Islander.
Okay.
So I'm always thinking like, okay, you're dabbling into like the more culturally exotic kind of, not that Mexican, I'm Mexican, it's not exotic, like a Pacific Islander, that's hot.
Careful, I've heard the word exotic is now counted as racism.
But what if I am considered
exotic?
What if I am exotic? Did you ever used to lie about your background?
Did I lie? No, but I, you know, I didn't divulge all the people always thought I was Italian.
Yeah. And you wouldn't be like, no, I'm not.
What am I going to say? I can't audition for this project now. No, I need a job.
I need a job. Damn
I need
it.
A job. Yeah, no, but now it's like wrong. Like now, like,
right. You can't lie.
You can't like, lie.
I used to say,
oh no.
So messed
ethnically
up.
Ambiguous. Is that the.
Yeah, yeah. I yeah. love, I think that's a great way term. To kind of, yeah, because you don't really have to say sure. anything, but yeah, you don't really know what you are. I used to say that I was a half, actually I would like throw in a bunch of shit. I'd be like, I'm Brazilian, Colombian.
Wait, you would fully make this up like Hilaria?
Yeah, like fully.
Oh, I never did that.
In my college years, I thought it sounded so much hotter than saying Mexican, Dominican, and white, that I would say Dominican, Italian, and Colombian.
Dre,
yeah,
you lied
yo.
Through college?
Yes.
Wait, you are a Hilaria.
I am. But I never was like, oh, I speak Portuguese now. I was not like, bon dia. And I studied Portuguese in college too. So that's why I was like, I'm
she got
Brazilian.
One word though.
bon,
I studied Spanish. I was in Spanish concentration.
Oh, which, what?
Yeah, I used to be good at it.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Ana. You too?
Andrea.
Hilaria.
¿Qué quieres comer?
¿Qué quieres comer? Me encanta pizza.
Sí, sí, sí. Muy rico. Muy bonita. Muy bonita.
Yo tengo siete balbonitos.
Yeah. Ay, hay muchos hijos.
Sí. Pero no me gusta los niños, you know?
No.
No, es difícil.
Difícil, muy difícil. Y mucho comida.
Sí. Pero no, yo no cocino.
¿No?
No, otras personas. Yo
otra persona, sí.
Trabajo para mí, you know?
Sí.
Yeah.
See?
I'm not good anymore. But I can understand
you just got
it better.
Yeah, that was definitely conversational. Yeah.
One time I had an audition and I had because I could, if I needed to, I could, if I, conversational yeah. Spanish on my resume. And she started speaking in Spanish to me as soon as I walked in the door. Like fast.
You go,
and I was like, wait, I'm sorry, what? And she was like, yeah, don't put conversational Spanish on your resume if you don't actually mean it. And I was like,
you know, that lady had some cultural stuff that she needed to.
No, it was bad. And I was like, I was like 20. I was like, what? Huh? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was so bad.
That's actually so funny. I have had that too.
Wait, the Hilaria and Alec news, though. Did you see? So I had about 400 people send me the clip of her bitching him out on the red carpet.
When I am speaking, you're not speaking.
Yeah. When I am talking, you are not talking.
You are not talking.
You are not talking. And he stares at the camera like, someone save me, and walks away slowly.
You're not talking.
And
I thought you did that with Jared.
I did it with Jared. Yeah.
So funny.
I got him to do that with me. Like, I was like, let's do it on Friday, right before your birthday. You know, yeah. Let's just squeeze it in. He had fun. We did it in one take.
Perfect. You honestly, when you're asking him to do it, you can't. These boyfriends, they don't want to.
You know what I mean, though? It was like,
can't do it too many times.
I was just like, there's nothing really. It's already a funny clip. There's nothing really to add to it. So like, it's a fun remake. Exactly. And I think the people enjoyed it. But it's also like, people do believe I am her because we look alike.
Right.
So a lot of people are like, you're a bitch. Like, you're so rude.
They actually think that they are talking to Eladia in your comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me because I'm like, again, do people just see clips and assume everything is real?
Hello, that's the problem with our culture. Yes.
With the internet.
Everybody is gullible. Everybody thinks they have the right thing. It's like, no, honey, that was a completely made up video.
Yeah.
None of this shit's real.
But between that and the show, I do think like Alec, I think he's a decent human being. Like, he's a good dad. I think he's like,
cracks me up. How relatable was that clip?
It is the Ilaria show. Like, she is every interview. That was the most I've ever seen him do on the show. That clip you played.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know if they, obviously when you have seven kids together, kind of a divorce isn't really even in the question. You know what I mean? Because,
oh, it could be easy for them. They have a lot of help. If they needed to get divorced, they would figure it out.
I guess so. I always think that Alec kind of gave this project to Eladia because maybe she came to him and she was like, I feel empty. I'm just a mom. I need some type of project.
No, I think they needed money after all, like him losing a lot of jobs.
Yeah, but doesn't he make upwards of 15 to 20 mil for one movie? Like, he's fine, right?
I don't know. What movies has he been in lately?
Well, I don't know.
But you know what I mean?
But it's complicated with Meryl Streep. I'm like, isn't he still getting dividends from that shit?
From 30 Rock, probably too. But like,
yeah.
I don't know. You know, when you have eight children,
yeah, in New York City,
you know,
kind of pricey,
and like multiple homes, and like you have to provide for everyone, like school, and like
it's called Airbnb your Hamptons home, and be like the rest of us. Start Airbnb-ing your shit.
Are you Airbnb-ing your shit?
I'm trying.
Are
I don't
you?
I don't have any potential. I don't have any residents.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to Airbnb my shit.
Well, I actually just saw a couple that's like, they're married and they have two kids and they just retired at 35 because they have four Airbnb rentals. And
I have a friend who does that. That's illegal, you know.
What do you mean?
Like I guess it's illegal because he had a rental apartment uptown.
Oh, you can't do it in the city.
He lives in Brooklyn and it's just his Airbnb apartment that he would like just rent out to people.
No way.
And made money off it for years. I think he finally got rid of it. But I was like, I don't know that that's legal.
Isn't Airbnb not allowed in the actual Manhattan city? But like
this
all
was
the
before.
Boroughs? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think he has it anymore.
Actually, what you can do is rent it out, especially if you're in New York area. You can rent it out for sets, like a movie set.
Yeah.
People do that all the time.
Yeah. But it's like not always, you know, you're not going to get that every week or anything.
You're
like,
right.
You know, once in a blue moon.
You're right. But I would do that.
You know, I've subletted too much that I'm like,
you're over it.
I don't want to do it ever again.
I know. You don't know what people are going to do in there.
You don't. I think about it all the time. Just the past, you know, like what do people do in my apartment or whatever? Like
famously, my friend has an Airbnb that somebody got a BBL in their Airbnb in Florida.
The butt. Because BBL is now a skin thing. And so I keep saying I want to get a BBL to Jared. I'm like, I think I want to do Moxie and BBL. And he's like, why do you say that? And I'm like, no, it's a skin care thing.
Wait, you want a new ass? What are you talking about?
It's like a laser. It's like a skin laser.
Don't worry. I'm not getting my ass redone.
Yeah. Okay. What else do we got on the docket?
Okay. Well.
Oh, I have to give you the Nikki Blonsky update.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I've been sending Andrea Nikki Blonsky videos all week.
Yes.
You've seen them now on your own. You've seen a lot of them on.
I have now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's over. I think she's
definitely in on the joke, though. That's what I've concluded.
I hope so. Yeah. However, I've even seen a bunch of people do impressions of her. Like,
so funny.
They're so funny. Meg Stalter did one. This guy who I love did one. And I was like, because I was like, oh, I should do a Nikki Blonsky like cameo. Yeah. And then I'm like, I've seen so many people do it that it's just like, whatever. And so I saw a video of her. Like a recent day video of her.
Okay.
Saying, hey guys, it's me, Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray. And she's like, so apparently my cameos are just like doing great. And I got 250 requests in a day.
Yeah.
Shut
the. What does she charge for a cameo?
And Cameo, hold on. Cameo contacted me and said, are you going to be able to do all of them? And I said, yes.
I will not sleep. And then she goes, but they also advised me to up my rate because it was $20. Her rate was $20 a Cameo.
Nikki.
So now she is up to $100. Look on Cameo.
Thank
so
God.
Now she's up to $100. Cameo okay. said, up your rate.
Yeah.
And so she's like, so now I'm up to $100. So I hope you'll still order a Cameo. And then all in the comments, people were like, I just bought a Cameo. How much did you pay?
Now people are fighting over what they paid.
They're like, listen, I'll give you my $20 Cameo.
Yeah.
You give me your, you know, like right. whatever.
let's barter. That would only be $5,000 for 250 Cameo videos at $20.
Isn't that crazy though? Wait, I want to look on Cameo now.
And me
now
saying that is such not what you deserve. You deserve upwards of 100K if you are doing 250 cameos a video in a day.
I'm not going to lie. My $100. There you go.
Good for her. It's deserving, you know?
And my birthday is June 15th. Part of me wants to get a Cameo from Nikki Lonsky.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell Jared, with as many songs from Hairspray as she can fit into the, you know, Cameo.
Oh, yeah. I just want all the songs. I just want the
Should I send her a message for $2.99 and be like, hey.
And that's even cheap.
I love you. Yeah. What's your favorite song from Hairspray?
What's your favorite? She just starts to DM it. You just have a conversation with her. $2.99. Nikki, up your rates, girl.
No, she's 100 plus.
Yeah,
she's
I know. But I'm not everything needs to
okay,
be
Okay, can
up.
I just also say, she looks really different in each Cameo here. Like,
one has almost theater makeup and one has no makeup.
Yeah, it's really, you know.
I love a woman with range.
Wait, and it says just came back. So she hasn't been on Cameo for a minute. And now she got a bunch of requests because she's trending on TikTok.
Do you see what TikTok has done for so many people? That's crazy.
So crazy.
You guys, she just had a completely revived career off of her Cameo videos, and now she's going to be rolling in the dough because people are going to be requesting.
I love it. Copy.
Yes, I do too. Oh my God.
Wait, so 250 Cameos. Don't you love that I can't do this math now? Okay, 100.
But she didn't have that rate though back when she, before.
$25,000 in a day? Girl, get your coin. That's good.
Hell yeah. She probably has.
My Cameo is pretty cheap too, because I always felt like.
I upped it to 50 because I thought.
That's a lot.
I know. It used to, obviously. Do you think I'm 50 for Cameo? But I got to the point where Cameo.
I'm at 40.
Okay. Cameo takes such a big chunk.
Depending on how you book it.
Yeah.
For your phone versus your computer.
Right.
That, all right. I have money in my Cameo. Anyway, book a Cameo.
Oh my God. Finding money in your Venmo or Cameo is like finding $10 in your winter jacket.
Yeah, it's nice.
After a long hibernating winter in this, you know what I mean? And then you put your winter coat back on after summer and you find $10.
Yeah, it's really nice.
You're rich. I love that shit, except nobody carries cash around anymore. So it's like, oh, I got a quarter.
I know, right?
It's annoying.
Remember cash? Yeah.
I sure don't.
I saw a woman try and order Sweetgreen, and she was clearly not from the United States, and she was in front of me at Sweetgreen,
yeah.
And she pulled out cash, and they were like, we don't do cash. And she didn't understand, and she was like, I got a salad. I want to pay for my salad. And
wait, Sweetgreen doesn't do cash anymore?
They haven't for years. They don't do any cash. You can do the app, or you can do any like credit card or Apple Pay or whatever.
Fuck.
And I just watched this happen.
That's
and I was
crazy.
I had already gotten my salad, and yeah. I was like, oh no. And this poor girl was like handing him money, and it was more than enough money. And he was like, we don't take cash. And the guy behind her in line was like, put it on mine and paid for it.
Or if you're the cashier, you go Venmo me 10. She probably didn't speak very good English.
I don't think. Yeah, there was definitely a language barrier. And okay. I was like, oh no.
Okay. I understand that.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's really tough. We are nearing the end of our show. I don't know if we have time for this one other thing that also went viral.
Go for it. Yeah, we can.
Did you see the fitness influencer that's going viral right now?
No, and you mentioned this, and I'm like, I have no idea what this is.
Okay, so he's going viral. I don't even really know if he's the fittest influencer, but people are just absolutely going insane about this because he wakes up at 3:45
in
the morning.
That's when Hoda used to have to wake up.
And that's because she's on the news.
The daily, yeah, Today
she's on
Show.
One of the biggest news shows of the world. And to me, that makes sense.
But when Hoda retired from the Today Show, I was like, wow, she doesn't have to wake up at 3:45.
Oh, wait, sorry. What'd you say?
No, I was just saying, like, I felt like I didn't have to wake up at 3:45 anymore, you know?
Yes. I go, phew.
Scary.
That was a long time.
Only for like a flight would I ever wake up that early.
Okay. Yeah, same.
And by wake up, I mean not go to bed.
And because I am way too nervous.
Yeah.
I will sleep right through that alarm. I am making it to my flight, please. Okay. I want you to watch it and just kind of give your audible
You know? Okay, so this is a TikTok that's viral.
This is a TikTok that's going viral. Nobody thinks it's real. He's also a beautiful African-American man that everybody wants. Okay, click that first video right there.
Oh, it's... Wait.
This you can turn the volume up as well. Yeah. So, it's the most insane breakdown of things. The first comment is, wow, wakes up at 3:50 for a whole bunch of 4 hours of bullshit. Pretty much. Okay, so give us audible. Like, what is he doing?
Okay, he was wearing some designer bag. I didn't even know. And then he was like, but it's like by the second he's diving into a pool. He already did his workout. At 8 a.m. he's in a hot tub. 8:15 he's out of the hot tub. 8:21, 8:23.
He looks like he lives on space, by the way. Like,
this
everything
is fake because these times, like, why is he rubbing a banana all over his face?
Correct. This man did a banana peel at 8:30 after being awake
he
for 4 hours.
He shoved his face into ice and then he got on a Zoom.
Now he's hitting a Zoom. Now, a beautiful woman that we don't know her identity.
Why did he eat eggs before brushing his teeth? That's where
I thought he brushed his teeth at 3:50 in the morning.
He did?
Yeah.
And then he brushed them again after eggs?
Then of course, you ate eggs, you got to brush your
teeth. It's still dark out. It's 4 a.m. and he's already had a full day.
Correct.
He's in a suit. He's in like suit pants though. Is he meditating? He's like writing in a journal. This video must be sponsored by Saratoga because he's drinking a lot.
A lot of Saratoga water. The meticulousness of his life to me.
He did two dunks in the ice.
It's so insane. Guys, if you just
want to know where he lost me,
just go and just search fitness influencer. It's the first video that comes up. You can watch it.
You want to know where he lost me?
Where?
He wears fucking
the banana peel or before?
Hokas. Wait, so that's okay. Just his morning?
So bitch, it's 8 o'clock and he's been up for 4 hours and that is just his morning.
I want to be like, okay, well, what do you do with the rest of your day? Sleep?
Thank you.
I don't get.
Because what else are you doing?
Yeah. You know, there are morning people and there are psychos. And I think he's on the psycho.
To me, I think he's actually just, it's satire. I took that and I go, you're lying. No, you're not.
Right. It got us to talk about it. It got people to talk about it.
And it looks like he lives on a futuristic movie set, because everything is lighted, weird. Nobody's around him. He looks like he lives in an isolated one-person building.
He's taking the substance. This man's 97 years old.
Yes.
He's taking some substance.
He's built like able a to get god, off. I will say that.
He's hot.
And all he did, you know what? All I saw him do was go on the treadmill and do 3 push-ups. That is not his workout routine. I will say that.
Yeah. And I'm also like, who puts their face into ice every morning? Is that really a thing?
Well, after seeing it, I was like, maybe I should be dunking my face.
In ice?
Yeah.
People, I have an ice roller.
Yeah. I have an ice roller.
You know, go for ahead, those girl. Mornings where I really need to just like freeze it up.
Yeah.
Calm it down. Right?
Freeze up, calm it down. I don't know. What is it really? Like, what does it just wakes up your face or just freezes it from?
I think if you're like depuffing,
yeah.
You know, depuffs your eyes, shit like that. Feels good when you have a headache.
Oh my God.
Fucking roll your head.
I'll be rolling my face all day.
Yeah. Feels good on a headache.
It really does.
So you love that I just did this, just this in front of my face.
We're rolling a face, guys. Get your mind out of the gutter.
That's how I roll my head. We do have to take it to the end. We have to take it to the end, but
we're
I want to say, if you guys are in New York City and you want to support live comedy, I have a show on Tuesday night at 9:30 at Joe's Pub. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be just a random mix of all my stuff. I'm excited for it. And if you want to go on a cruise, I don't know, join us on April 13th on the Absolutely Not Cruise.
We would be there. We'd be having so much fun. There's such an amazing lineup. So if you love comedy and you love fun, it's
going
to be great.
And if you're going on the cruise, we're doing a show. We're doing Big Wigs Live.
There's also a couple other podcasts, but thankfully we're not all at the same time. So you can fit it all in.
You can fit it all in.
Come to see everybody's show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you have any questions, obviously DM us. We are releasing the information this week, though.
We haven't
done a full reveal yet, but we're excited to.
Can't wait. All right.
Cannot wait.
Love you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.